This episode of Christmas Countdown is brought to you by Countdown Network. From Disney to theater to Christmas, parenting, and beyond, Countdown Network is your home for the top-ranked Countdown podcasts in the world.
Merry Christmas, everyone! Welcome to the Christmas Countdown Show. My name is Eric Peterson. I am here with my lovely co-host, Danny Jordan. How's everybody doing? Welcome to episode number 11. 12?
No, that would be 12. Why are you guessing?
This is episode 12.
Do you even like listen to our show? Do you go back and listen to our show, Eric? Because I feel like every time we get in, you're like, welcome to... I'm surprised you remember the name of the show at this point in time.
Oh, come on now. I listen to it while I edit it, and then I send it out to the world. Well, you send it
and
out
you,
to the world.
Do you not... Let me ask you a question. Okay. So when you send it out to the world, you mean you send it to my Google Drive.
Correct.
That's what you mean by that.
Correct.
And you put it into a folder that I have labeled with a number, right?
Correct. But I don't read... I don't read past, like, I see Christmas count, and I figure this is the right folder, and I dump it.
That explains why I had trouble finding our most recent episode that I tried to publish this morning at
exactly.
7 a.m.
Exactly.
Anyway, this is episode number 12, and this is an exciting episode.
We got guests.
We have guests, not just a guest, but we have guests.
Multiple.
Plural, with an S on the end, and they're Christmas obsessed, just like us, which I'm thrilled. Anyone who comes on this show that wants to chat about Christmas,
we're down.
I'm all for it.
We love it.
Yes, but before we introduce our lovely guests who are joining us here today, we should do a couple listener shout-outs, right?
Oh, we love to do that. Tell them what the people are saying back to us.
So we recently got a message from someone in Latvia.
Whoa.
Yes, as we've shared on the Christmas Countdown.
Is it near Germany?
Why do you ask me all these geography questions? Every time you're like, how many countries are there in the world? And I'm like... I don't know. Why don't you ask me the lyrics to Jingle Bells, Eric? This is the Christmas Countdown show. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? You're making me look ridiculous here. Latvia is in the world. So
good answer.
I will look it up on a map. Latvia, I love you. I love you, Latvia. ding, ding. So this message comes from Armands on Instagram. And Armand says, greetings from Latvia. Only recently got obsessed listening to podcasts while doing anything that doesn't really need my attention. So I don't know if that means he's really listening to our show. He goes on to say, earlier this month, figured to check out if there are any cool ones out there based on Christmas season. Came across your podcast and immediately fell in love with it. I absolutely adore the concept of the podcast, the justifications, backstories, and stories from your personal life. Just listen to the episode with the star Buzz from Home Alone, which is my favorite movie and is a tradition every year to watch it every Friday before each Advent till the Christmas day. For me, it's the Thursday before the first Advent each year. When the commercial for Home Alone pops up on the TV screen, that's how I know the Christmas season is right here knocking at the door. But yeah, the podcast is lovely, intriguing, makes me laugh a bit, and most importantly, cheers me up. Gives me the energy boost that I need. Christmas spirit.
That's
and that
awesome.
Is from Armands in Latvia.
Thank you very much, Armands in Latvia, which I think is near Germany.
Is it? Did you look that up?
No, I just, I'm going off the old dome here. My old geography
dome.
Yeah.
It's a country in Europe.
Okay.
And I know
so
that
I'm,
because
so
that
it's
was
near
immediately
Germany.
What popped up on Google.
When so it's near when Germany.
It's near Lithuania.
Also near Germany.
You know, they love Christmas in Germany.
They do.
A lot of traditions, Christmas traditions started in Germany. Did you know that?
This is true. And also the German architecture looks great with like garland and Christmas lights and stuff. Just because it's got that kind of old cottagey feel. It looks really good. Really good at Christmas.
Have you been to Germany at Christmas time?
I have been to Germany in the winter. I don't know if it was at Christmas time proper, but it was in the winter, if I remember correctly. I've been to Germany
once. I thought you were just like totally...
Just making that up? No.
I thought you were improvising right there.
No.
Like, yeah, Germany in the winter. I love it. It's my favorite place to visit.
It's beautiful.
But one fact that I will drop on you about Germany and tradition, which is a callback to one of our previous episodes when we were talking about why people string popcorn at Christmas time. Do you remember that?
Yes, we talked about that.
I did a deep dive because my guess was, and I was wrong, I guess that it was maybe a Depression era thing or maybe during the war when people were rationing and they were just using popcorn, right? No, it turns out that it is a tradition here in America that was brought by German immigrants here to the U.S. And apparently it started as like a Yuletide decoration when they would decorate the trees out in their yards. And it was specifically for like animals to come and eat
off of their trees. Well, that's very kind of them. What a cool genesis for that.
Who wants to invite like raccoons and stuff to just hang out around their house?
It's Christmas time, Danny. Everybody's invited.
It's the time of giving, yeah.
Everybody's invited. Raccoons,
I mean, every Christmas
birds,
movie
deer.
You watch, there are animals hanging out somewhere, it
Come
seems
on.
Like. So that,
yeah.
That makes a certain amount of sense. Anyway, enough of our silliness. I think it's time that we introduce our guests.
Let's
what do you think, Eric?
Let's bring him in. We're
I love
so
how you
excited.
Say let's bring him in while they've been sitting here watching
Listen,
us, chatting
yes.
about silly nonsense for the last 5 minutes, which is what we do. I'm glad somebody finally got to observe what this looks like. Please, please, please welcome to the show our incredible guest, the star of Royally Wrapped on GAC TV and so many other GAC TV and Hallmark holiday movies, Jen Lilly, along with Selah Victor, who is the voice of Chloe Bourgeois, aka Queen Bee on Miraculous Ladybug. She also plays Mrs. Claus for Christmas Is Not Canceled.
Woo!
Jen, Selah. C'est la vie. How
Hi.
Are you?
Yes.
How are
hi.
You?
Hi.
It's so good
also,
to see you.
Thank you. I feel like Latvia is near Russia. I thought so too.
Are we all going to take a guess?
Yeah. It's, we should just
is
use
Latvia
this
like
called Google.
If only there was a device that could give us these
if
answers.
Only there was I think it's near Estonia and then Russia is on
oh
the
my gosh.
I think you're right.
I
Let's
think
use this new
you win.
Thing
this,
called Google.
Yeah.
This is exactly why people come to Christmas-themed shows to
learn
hear
geography.
About geography.
Yeah.
I have discovered anytime Absolutely. We talk about human anatomy, geography, and taxes, that's when our listenership really
You didn't know
really
this,
explodes.
Danny. There's a large crossover between the geography podcast world and the Christmas podcast world.
Oh.
So we're in a nice little Venn diagram here. We're good. We're good. Don't worry.
That's great to know. So I guess our spinoff podcast will be the geography podcast. Starring
Where is Latvia?
Eric. It'll be like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? But the podcast
we just
version.
Guess for an hour.
Yeah.
I love it. And we make ourselves look absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, I am so thrilled. We are so thrilled, Jen, Selah, that you decided to join us here. We are absolutely loving what you are doing with Christmas Is Not Canceled. I have been following along with your Instagram stories every single day with your Christmas movie viewing kits that you have and the Royally Wrapped package that you recently sold out. I saw on the website. Is that right, Jen?
Yes.
That's incredible. So I want to know, where did this idea for Christmas Is Not Canceled come from?
You know, I think no matter where your listeners are listening, we can all agree that 2020 was a hard year around the world and everything was canceled. You know, birthdays were canceled, parties were canceled. And, my business partner, Ali and I, we were sitting around in September and it was like they had canceled Thanksgiving. When that happened, my business partner, Ali and I were talking and we were like, you know, they better not cancel Christmas. And then I was like, that's a really good website name. Let me head over to GoDaddy and see if it's available. And it was. And then we were like, okay, so what are we going to do to save Christmas? Not that Christmas needs saving, but for me and Ale, it really came down to, oh my gosh, I'm a very happy person. I know this is going to be a happy podcast, but if you talk to me about like children or families in need, I generally cry. But
that's good.
Okay.
We like tears.
Okay. So I was just thinking about, like, I'm a mom. You know, I think Eric, you're a parent. Selah's a parent. Are you a parent as well, Danny?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, you know, parents that are doing their best are trying to put on a brave face all year for their kids, make things not seem as scary as they are, make things not seem as financially crazy as they are, emotionally crazy or mentally crazy. And so for me, the idea of a parent not being able to provide Santa to their child and then the child, you know, going under the tree on Christmas morning and not finding a gift from Santa, then the child taking it personally, like I wasn't a good enough kid for Santa to visit me, that broke me. And so I decided that we would do a fundraiser for Toys for Tots, which is an incredible organization here in the States that's run by the US Marines. They deliver toys to children and families in need. Each child actually receives 5 toys for them. So we decided that we would do a fundraiser, and the idea was, how do you make fundraising fun? And so the idea is, by giving a toy to a child in need, not only are you having the joy of giving back at Christmas, but you are also entered to win the ultimate Christmas, which is the dinner, the Christmas tree, the ornaments, the star, the tree topper, the skirt, the gifts for your family, and wow, vacation packages, and all these things. And then every single week leading up to it, you can win a piece of that ultimate Christmas. Oh, so cool. We started it, thought it was kind of a one and done, and then it kept going from there.
Oh my gosh.
So this all started in the 2020 Christmas season, yes?
Yeah, not even, well, just a year ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. And you've kept it going. Can you tell me, because I know also on your guys' page, you have Christmas University. Talk to me about what Christmas University is, because that sounds awesome. And it's definitely a school that I think Danny and I would have gone to.
I would have actually attended that university, yeah, and it would have taken me less than 9 years to graduate, which it may or may not have taken me to graduate regular college.
No missed classes there. Yeah.
No missed classes. And if you do, don't worry. It's casual. We record it and we send you the recording. So Christmas U is a make-believe college. That's literally like our tagline. Christmas University, a make-believe college. Just so nobody thinks it's accredited. You know?
Right.
Santa does sign your diploma.
Nice.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
It's a way for our customers. What we realized last year was that, you know, Ollie and I thought that it was a one and done. We were like, okay, we're going to give 10,000 toys to Toys for Tots and be done with it and like pat ourselves on the back and that's it. We have other full-time jobs. But what we found was that our customers felt so connected. They felt kind of the human connection. They felt like they had found community in our campaign. They felt also equipped to be able to help. So our audience loved it so much that they gave us a lot of really good feedback. And so we decided that we would have these weekly fun meetings where it benefits charity as well. It doesn't give toys to kids in need, but it does cover operational costs for different charities. And we learn all sorts of things in order to prepare for Christmas. So we've learned like a Christmas charcuterie board and hot cocoa bombs, those like things that are like hot chocolate.
Those are awesome. Yes.
Hot chocolate. Yeah, and we've learned how to wrap a gift 3 different ways. So many things, cinnamon rolls. I mean, like you name the Christmas related theme, we've probably learned how to make it at Christmas University. We have celebrity game nights. It's just really fun.
Yeah.
So that's what Christmas University is.
First of all, have you done a Christmas U where you teach people how to make peppermint mocha lattes? Because Eric loves peppermint mocha lattes.
He's teasing me right now.
Really?
No, I don't like coffee. I've only had coffee twice in my life and I thought it was
gross.
He's
a monster.
And I told Danny I would try a peppermint mocha frappuccino, and I tried it in one of our previous podcasts, and I thought it was kind of gross.
He did not like it at all.
I didn't really
and
like it.
That is crazy to me.
I'm so disappointed. I told him, I said, you got to go for it. He goes, it tastes too much like coffee. And I said, then you got to go for a light roast.
No, Danny, I forgot to tell you, I did go back, and I got one with a blonde roast, and it was even grosser.
I thought you were about to say, and I'm in love. Thank you so much for introducing me.
It was even worse. It tasted more like an old grandpa falling asleep.
That's
on
okay. Maybe you need to go for the pralines one. Yeah, Eric told me, he goes, it tastes like there's an old grandpa in my mouth.
That's what coffee tastes like to me.
What does that even taste like? I can't even, I don't even want
You have to just imagine the visual
that.
And then
I don't
transfer
want to.
That to a taste.
Talking
and
about
put it
that once was enough for me ever in my life. So Sayla. First of all, I love that you are Sayla Victor. I was chatting about this with Jen before you jumped on, that you are Sayla V, which was that intentional?
It was not intentional. Actually, when I was little, my grandpa discovered it and said, Sayla V, Sayla V. And I would say, I hate Sayla V. I hated it when people would call me Sayla V. But now
so,
I love
but do you
it
love it? Okay, good. Remember. So Sayla, you, as it pertains to Christmas is not canceled, you play Mrs. Claus. Like, what is that like, getting to play one of the most iconic figures in like popular culture?
It's life-changing. No, what was so cool was that Jen and Ali were like, hey, can you do a bunch of TikToks for Christmas is Not Canceled? And honestly, this was my first year really getting involved. I saw last year's and I just think Jen and Ali are amazing what they do for children, and I wish that I could be involved and do something, you know what I mean? And I think last year, it was during the summer for Camp Christmas. I did one little tiny TikTok, but I was like, yes, whatever you need, what do you want me to do? And they were like, well, maybe, I don't know, like a Mrs. Claus. It was their idea to come up with Mrs. Claus or do something Christmas related. And actually, I said to them, believe it or not, I have a Christmas costume for like every week if you need it. I could be a candy cane one yes. week. I could be Mrs. Claus. And then, you know, and I went on and on. And I remember Ali was like, let's just stick to Mrs. Claus. So, Jen, next year I'll do a different one each week. No.
Ali didn't share that with me because she knows she would have been like, I cannot wrangle Jen once she knows.
More options.
I'm sure. I would have been like every week a different option.
Next round. I just want to be Mrs. Candy Cane.
I love that.
Miss Candy Cane. I have everything. A reindeer, you name it, I probably have it. Yes, because every year we do a different holiday costume for our Christmas card. Like we dress all of us as.
So you've been saving them up.
I've been saving them up. I have Mrs. Candy.
You knew the assignment. You knew the assignment.
I wondered why. How did she? I was like, Sayla went hard, man. Like, this is like a gourmet costume, too. It's like,
gourmet. I don't mess around. It's gorgeous.
Here's a question for you guys. This is sort of tapping into some of our lists and stuff. What would you say is the best Santa costume in any movie you've ever seen?
Ooh.
Oh.
Who has the best
one?
What's the best Santa costume?
Miracle 34th. I agree.
The original black and white or the one with David Attenborough?
I'll go with modern because it's color, so we get to see the, the flair of the costume.
That's a good one. Have you seen Christmas Chronicles on Netflix with Kurt Russell?
Yes!
First of all, you have to see it. It's a spectacular movie. It is, honestly, it's like an instant classic, but his costume is really good. It's like, it's made of like, he has like this leather overcoat that is like red leather, but then he has like a beautiful huge hat, and it's great. It's really good. Really good.
I agree. That was very good. Really great costume. And it was a great movie. You're right.
Great movie.
I didn't want to see it because I'm like so loyal. So.
No, you got to check this one out. It's good. It's really
good. It's good. So loyal to what? Like to the old school? Fair.
Yes. Hallmark actress is what people would know me. And then this year I'm on GAC Family, but old CEO of Hallmark. I just have a real strong loyalty to people I've worked for.
Right, right.
No, fair enough. What is that like?
Netflix, you're not in my heart yet. You're not in my heart yet.
Until they book you in their next Christmas film.
Yeah,
but
until they sign you up for the next 10 years.
Right.
So glad, Jen, I'm glad that you bring up Hallmark because I'm sure a lot of people who are listening know you from many, many, many Hallmark Christmas movies. And I know that because when I told my mom that you were coming on our show, she was like, I know her. Because my mom is one of those people who is absolutely obsessed with Hallmark Christmas movies. And it's fun because we get a lot of Hallmark movies that actually shoot here in the town that I live in. Because I don't know if they're still there, but the Hallmark Studios were here in Simi Valley for a really long time. And they would shoot a lot of movies up at the mall and all that sort of stuff. But what is that like, to be a part of like the Hallmark movie family?
I mean, it's awesome, to be part of them. And then now I'm on GAC this season doesn't mean that I'm never on Hallmark. But it's nice. It's always really nice to be part of people's Christmas traditions.
Right.
That's cool that I get to be part of people's holiday and in such an uplifting way that really does provide escape. So I love it.
From an actor's point of view, what do you think the key is to capture the true sense that an audience wants in these Hallmark movies at Christmas time? What do you think is important for a movie to be successful in that genre?
Oh, I think the chemistry. I think that's something that, is it James Cameron says, any movie, it's a love story and that's the assignment.
Mm.
The fact that it's Christmas is amazing and is something that carries like the weight of the season, but that's just the theme. The story is that you're falling in love and people want to watch that.
Yeah. Love that.
But the formula is, a good actor knows this. You'll know this, Eric. Sayla, you'll know this. Danny, are you an actor? I don't know.
No, I work on the other side of the camera.
You'll know from the other side.
Yeah.
The formula is, you resist the whole movie. It takes 2 seconds to fall in love.
Yep.
So the whole movie is about like, there's like a draw and you're resisting and there's a draw and you're resisting and then you come together at the end.
Love it.
So people want to watch that struggle of like, oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
I feel like you're basically describing every episode of our show. We struggle against each other for an hour and 34 minutes.
And then we fall in love.
And then in the end, right at the very end.
We fall in love. Yeah, exactly.
But you know, what's so funny though, is that is so true, Jen. And I think also what you had said earlier about your mom knowing Jen, everybody knows Jen from these movies because she is so good at doing that. And people can say, you know, I don't know, that Hallmark movies, whatever, like they're, it's this simple formula or they're formulaic, you know, but Jen really makes them come to life in a way. And I know I'm a little biased, but I really mean it. She knows. I wouldn't just watch a movie just because she's in it. No, I'd be like, oh, I forgot to watch it. But this, her Christmas, all of the Hallmark movies are so good. She really makes them realistic to me. Thanks, that Sam. They're so fun to watch. It's true. Mm. And every, my mother-in-law, for example, like every Christmas movie or every Hallmark movie, she literally, well, I hope she doesn't listen to this, but she never asks me about my acting jobs, but she always asks about Jen's. She's like, how did Jen do this? When did Jen shoot this?
Oh my
I'm like, I don't know.
That's hilarious.
I feel like that's a mom thing, because my mom's always asking me like about my best friend who I was in a pop group with years ago, and he moved to Oregon. She's always like, how's Ryan doing? I'm like, what about me? What about how's your son doing, Mom? But anyway, love you, Mom. I know she listens to the show for sure. So I want to make sure I underline that with a big I love you, Mom. I love the title of Hallmark Christmas movies, like the titles that they come up with, like Mingle All the Way, because anything
great.
That has like a pun to it, I am so in. Like that sucks me in more than anything else with a Hallmark movie is the title.
Do you know what's funny? I did a Christmas movie that was called Radio Mistletoe, which I thought was a great title for a film. And we made it because it was about like two DJs that like radio DJs that fall in love. And then they were like, oh, we couldn't get like the rights didn't clear. So now it's called Naughty and Nice. And I'm like, that sounds
what?
Like a different kind of movie.
What? Yeah.
and now it's been released and it's Naughty and Nice, but it was Radio Mistletoe
oh
when we shot
gosh.
It, which was a much better title.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They That's... couldn't come up with anything else related to radio or broadcast or on the air.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah.
That's
fun.
Crazy.
So I'm going to guess that because, Jen, you started Christmas Is Not Canceled, and Sayla, obviously, you're playing Mrs. Claus. Are you big fans of the holiday season? Is this like one of your favorite times of year?
I went to a parent-teacher conference with my son's 5-year-old pre-K teacher the other day. And I was like, yeah, I mean, Caden sometimes struggles with fear. And she goes, oh, that makes sense, because during Halloween week, we were talking about our feelings, and all the kids were excited about Halloween. And got to Caden, and he goes, I'm excited about Christmas!
Raising them right. Raising them right.
I put my tree up, and then my children, every year, I put my tree up like October 1st, and they're like, Halloween's coming! What are we going to be?
That's brilliant.
That's so
you're doing
funny.
It right.
My so daughter, good. They sent home from preschool like Tom Turkey or something like that. And the assignment was to dress up Tom Turkey like something other than a turkey. So he could be an astronaut. He could be, you know, a pilot, whatever. My daughter said, I wanted to be a snowman. And I was like, it's happening. It is happening. She loves Christmas. Yes,
that
exactly.
Awesome.
She's like, we're skipping past Thanksgiving. We're going straight to Christmas. And I couldn't be any more proud.
My kids are
yes.
so unabashedly proud to be Christmasers. And so whenever we do a little
Christmasers,
that's what we call ourselves. And and we do a carpool in the morning with some of her friends. And she's in sixth grade. So like this is an age that some kids would be like, Dad, please don't embarrass me. But we like turn up the Christmas music like really loud. And we've been doing that for about 4 weeks now. So we like pull up to school and all her friends are like, here come the Petersons with, you know, Jingle Bell Rock. You know, we're rocking
that's
out hard.
So, much.
So how did the love for the holiday season start for each of you? We'll start with Jen. Like where did that love first start for you?
Well, I've just always loved the holidays. I mean, my mom is a big holiday person. I mean, she literally has like a storage bin for every holiday, even like Flag Day. It was like we decorated the house.
That's
like,
my birthday.
Ridiculous.
I love that.
Is it really?
Yeah, my birthday's Flag Day.
Happy Flag Day birthday.
June 14th, baby. A lot of people don't know. Yeah, that's cool. Keep going. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, yeah, you're good. So no, it's like more reasons to be like, I like flat day too. So my mom had a ton of Christmas stuff, and she's was such a better mom than I am, because she did literally, like, people are like, what's your favorite Christmas tradition? And I'm like, I literally went down a list of like 50. Like, we would have caroling parties. We sure. would, I mean, you name a weird thing, the Lilly household did it. So I think I would credit my love for Christmas to my mother.
What are your top three things to do at Christmas time? Like you said, you have a list of 50, because we recently did an episode. Eric and I counted down each of our personal, like, top 10 favorite things to do at Christmas time. Do you have like a top three that like are immediately jump out to you in your mind?
100%. Making cookies.
Yes. Okay.
Like baking cookies and decorating them. Going to see Christmas lights.
Yes. Like,
that's such a simple pleasure for me. It brings me so much joy in my heart. And then Christmas Eve, like reading the Bible story, and then we get to each open one gift.
Oh, love it.
A few of those were on your list, Eric.
They sure were. Number one for me was Christmas Eve, sitting like by the fire with, you know, the end of the night on Christmas Eve. Baking cookies was on there. Yeah. I concur. Yeah. I concur with your answers.
Eric likes to put little cinnamon decorations on his cookies. How do you feel about that?
Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
I love those.
I don't get it personally. I don't know. Oh. They're too spicy. Like, I'm more of a, we were talking about our preferences in terms of cinnamon flavor. I like the savory cinnamon roll type cinnamon, but Eric's really into the spicy,
fiery
cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's funny because I didn't grow up with that, like how Jen was describing my family. I'm one of 8 kids, like I said, and it was just chaos constantly. So the fact that Jen and Ali are doing this for kids, it just is like, oh, right there for me.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about that, Jen. I know that, you know, because of everything that's going on, you know, over the last couple of years, there's a huge, you know, we're having supply chain issues, which Eric and I have talked about and we've joked about, but it is a serious thing and it is impacting a lot of people in a very real way. Can you talk to me a little bit about, you know, your goal? I know you have a massive goal to collect a really large amount of toys to give out. Can you talk to us a bit about that and the why behind that?
Yeah, we did 10,000 toys last year and barely made it to our goal. But then a lot of people came in last minute, even some toy companies, and we ended up doing 10,380 toys. And we're like, that's great.
Amazing.
So this year we were like, all right, we're going to make this a company and we're going to go. And we decided we'd do 20,000 toys. Wow. Well, this was before we knew that there was a supply chain issue.
Right.
And it was really interesting because we talked to Toys for Tots and we called them in July because we did a July campaign for giving backpacks and school supplies. For Christmas in July, we gave backpacks full of school supplies to children in foster care. And so we had already reached out to Ted Sylvester, who's the head of Toys for Tots, and said, hey, do we have your permission? You used your trademark and do you want to partner with us again before we put you on our website? Like, we try to do everything by the book. And he was like, yeah, great. And then he was like, I'm so glad later that you want to do the 20,000 toys, because I got to tell you, he was like, this was before people knew, because he's a Marine. So he has like intel. He's like, there's going to be import issues coming. And we already know, like, there's no way we're not going to have the capacity. And if you guys weren't partnering with us, like, we are counting on you. And we're like, okay, cool. We're fine. Fine. We're not stressed out at all. So yeah, we set the audacious goal of 20,000 toys, and we are 55% to our goal. We're a little halfway there, and that's have amazing. 3 weeks left. But I have faith that people are gonna, you know, get in the Christmas spirit. You know, normal people, sane people, get involved with Christmas like the day after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Oh, so yeah. I have a lot of faith that in the last 13 days we're gonna make it happen. But it's been really important to us to get people to participate early. So, like, in a nutshell, how it works. So you go to christmasisnotcanceled.com, and there are donation bundles on the site. You can buy one toy for $15. Now, inflation has been like nutso, but we do, $15 is a toy, but we give a toy that's worth like $23 to $25. That's where I've been buying these toys. For that $15, you give a toy to Toys for Tots. You get a handwritten card sent to a loved one saying that you made the donation in their honor as part of their Christmas gift. You can like make a donation in somebody else's name.
Wow.
But my Christmas single, Baby It's Cold Outside, the COVID edition, which is hilarious. And then you also get 15 entries. So it's an entry per dollar. You get 15 entries into all the remaining drawings. And we still have 15 drawings to go. And the last one is the Ultimate Christmas. I mean, $25,000 worth of prizes. So wow. We make giving right. back fun, but we're really hoping people get involved early, not just so they have more chances to win, but so that we can get these toys to Toys for Tots on time.
Right.
Yeah. So listeners out there, no matter where you're at in the world, please go to christmasisnotcanceled.com. There are a lot of different levels that you can participate in. Obviously, what they are doing is incredibly necessary. And that's what we all know Christmas is about, you know, is spreading love. It is about community. It is about togetherness and giving to those who may not have as much as you do. So please head over, check out christmasisnotcanceled.com. I know Eric and I will be supporting you know, Jen and Ale and Selah as well with everything that you're doing. So I have no doubt that you guys are going to soar past 20,000 and whatever we can do to help support that and to help spread the word.
Happy to do it.
We're all about it.
Plus $15, $15 for a toy. That's like the price of like two Frappo
Starbucks, what is it?
Peppermint mocha frappuccinos.
Did you call the frappy? Did you call their frappy coffee?
Frapperoni. I don't know what they're called, but they cost about $7, so it's like two of those.
It's true.
So yeah, and they're no good anyway. So just go give to a good cause and help some kids in need, right?
Yes.
Jen, I have a question. As I mentioned earlier, I wrote a children's book recently. If I wanted to donate some books, how? Can I talk to you about donating those through you?
Okay. Because Toys for Tots also gives away books, and that would be incredible because that's part of our packages.
That'd be great.
Okay, amazing.
So awesome.
I would love to gift those to some kids.
Danny, should we do this trivia?
Let's get to some laughter.
Let's do some trivia, baby.
So we like to have a lot of fun here on Christmas Countdown Show, which our listeners know very well. Eric and I, we do countdowns every episode, which we are going to do with Selah and Jen later on in the episode, where they're going to count down their top five favorite Christmas movies. Each of them are going to give us their list, so get ready for that. But before we go into that, we want to do some Christmas-themed trivia. Would you indulge us and participate in that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Yes. So it's gonna be Jen versus Selah, and I think each of you need to have some sort of sound effect that you make when you're buzzing in. Like maybe one of you can go jingle jingle, and the other one can go pa rumpa pum pum or something like that.
Ooh, I don't I like that one.
Okay,
that sounds kind of okay. I'll do pa rumpa pum.
All right, and if you want to beatbox it, that's totally fine too. That would be acceptable. All right. So we've got a list of varying degrees of difficulty. We're going to go. All right. Eric, do you want to sort of alternate these?
Yeah, I know you
have the list in front of you.
Yeah.
All right. So question number one. Are you ready?
Here we
in
go.
The Christmas yes. Countdown Trivia Challenge. The first one ever. This is the first trivia challenge we've ever done, which is why it doesn't have an exciting title. question number one is name all of Santa's reindeer.
Bring jingle jingle.
Yes,
I forgot
Jen.
To do my sound effect.
Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner and Blitzen, Rudolph.
Yes. Wait. That's nine. That was nine.
That was good.
That was nine. I counted. I can show you. The listeners can't see it, but I counted on my fingers because I can't count in my head, apparently. Okay, that is one for Jen. That is correct. And I love that you included Rudolph. I was wondering if we were going to have to go to the judges, if whoever answered didn't include Rudolph, but you did. So
I think that's,
judges,
that's
you can
correct.
Sit down.
So that's 1 point right. for Jen. 1 point for Jen.
That's 1 point for Jen.
Danny, right, what's Eric, the next one? It just says finish the lyric, but I don't know what lyric we're finishing.
I didn't put one in yet.
All right, we're going to skip that one.
That's why you want to know full disclosure? Yes. That's why I just jumped ahead of you and asked the first question.
Because you wanted to hang me out to dry on the second question. Hilarious. We're going to number three.
I'm such a good friend.
All right, here we go. The question number three is, finish the movie quote. Finish the movie quote. Every time a bell rings.
I think it was Jen. Yeah.
Every time.
I also think I have a delay, you guys.
We have to factor that in.
At the same time. I was like, anyway.
Every time a bell rings.
Jingle, jingle.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Jingle, jingle.
But are you giving an answer? Okay, there you go. 2 points for Jen. This is going great.
She was almost saying it in character.
I'm totally going to lose.
I see.
I blame this delay.
Okay. All right, here we go. Come on, delay. Here we go. Well, maybe maybe Jen won't know this next one, and the delay will be irrelevant.
That's true.
So
Jen knows all Christmas, though.
Skipping ahead.
What was Tim Allen's character name in The Santa Claus?
Jingle, jingle.
Oh, Jen. Wow. She jumped on that one so fast.
Ready?
Yes.
Scott Calvin.
Correct.
Nice.
Scott Calvin.
S-C. Good
job.
Oh, wow.
S-C. I forgot about that one.
Good news, Selah. There are still,
you still got plenty
of time to get back in this. All right, here we go. When flipped upside down, candy canes are what letter? I don't know if I ever officially heard a jingle jingle in there.
Jingle jingle.
I heard a lot of like jubba jubba.
I heard some parumpa pumps.
I did hear some parumpa pumpa.
You guys just want to give a point. This is a pity point for Selah.
No.
And then also there's a furry behind the candy canes.
We don't want a total blowout here.
I think I know the story too, but I actually forgot it. So Jen would win that one if you're asking the story.
I just want to know that the letter.
Oh, the letter is J?
Yes.
That's a point for Selah.
Ding,
she's on the board.
Selah,
you're
on
the board.
Definitely.
Definitely. Jen really wanted to skunk you. I can tell by the look on her face. She's
I
like,
know,
that
she's
was
not
supposed
happy
to be for nothing.
Listen,
my favorite...
I'm not competitive about many things, but if it comes to Christmas.
I am very competitive. I can respect that very much. All right, so 3-1. Eric, over to you.
All right, here we go. In the song, 12 Days of Christmas, how many swans are swimming?
Jingle, jingle.
Jen?
Wow, she's fast.
Jen. Seven swans swimming.
That is correct.
Yeah,
seven.
That is correct. Wow, ding,
I would have
ding.
Had to sing the whole thing, and nobody wants to hear that. So
here we go. In the movie Elf, who played Santa Claus?
Are we allowed to Google?
There's
well,
no rules.
I mean, there's no rules. The gloves are off.
No, you can Google, Sailor. You can take this one.
Prum.
Yes.
Yes.
I actually did know this, but I forgot. Ed Asner.
Ed Asner
is
correct.
It is Ed Asner, yes.
I totally cheated, though, in
the
full
legend.
Transparency.
Okay, here's
so maybe
a bonus.
I get a half a point.
Bonus point. Bonus point.
Bonus
Who
point.
Who is the narrator of Elf?
Jeez.
Elf.
The narrator.
There's a narrator?
Yeah.
An elf?
He opens the book at the beginning. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Wait, never mind. No, I'm not good with actors' names.
Classic
names.
Sitcom actor from the 70s.
I know.
He's also in the movie.
Yes.
Oh, he is.
Yeah,
he
plays Papa
like,
Elf.
I cheated.
Yeah.
He plays Papa
again.
Elf.
And it is?
Prum-pa-pum-pum.
Yes.
Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart.
But again, that was a total cheat.
That's all right. There's
Are we
no rules.
That one? Are we giving that one to Selah? Are we giving her 2 points
Yeah,
there?
2 points for that.
Oh,
2 points.
Wow.
I don't know, guys.
Jen doesn't look thrilled right now. Jen does not.
Elf's not my favorite. It's okay.
All right.
That's okay. It was only number three on my list. Finish. Oh, wait.
This is me.
It's your turn. Sorry.
Finish the
Sorry.
Movie quote. Keep the change.
Jingle, jingle,
jingle.
Jingle, jingle.
That was Jen. That was Jen.
You filthy animal.
There you go.
Nicely
Keep
done.
The change,
it's so
animal.
Weird on my end. I feel us saying it at the same time. I'm sure it's not.
There is a little delay that happens. I will say. You are not crazy for thinking that.
It's my favorite movie, so.
That's my two. Home Alone.
Are you serious?
Wow, all three of you.
Mine as well. It didn't even make Eric's top 10.
Didn't even make my top 10.
What?
Can you believe that?
That's
He's a monster.
Crazy.
He doesn't like
You're
coffee and he doesn't like Home Alone. What is going on here?
Actually, mine's tied. I don't know. Well, we can get into that later.
We'll get into
that
shortly. Okay, we only have a few more questions. Right now it's 5-3. So, Selah, you got to do some work. Here we go. This is another Home Alone themed one. Are you ready? What famous New York City hotel does Kevin stay at in Home Alone 2?
Oh, it's Home Alone 2?
Okay, Jen.
Jen's in.
The Grand Plaza?
The Plaza.
That's the Plaza.
The Plaza
Hotel. Yes. Yes, there you go.
The Plaza.
Nicely done. All right, 6-3.
Well.
Selah, you are going to have to get the rest of the questions right to win. Okay, so if Jen gets the next one, it's over. All right, here we go.
The famous Coca-Cola Christmas commercials featured what Arctic animal?
Jingle, jingle. Jingle, jingle.
Jen?
Jen for the win.
The polar bear.
That is correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
That is correct.
Jen takes it.
You
Do
win.
You want to hear the other questions we have, or do you just want to move on to your top tens? We had three more questions.
These are three good ones, actually. We should do the last three to see if Sayla can get close.
All right. This one was fun. I made them increasingly difficult as we went on. So, which famous Christmas carol was the first song played in outer space in 1965?
Oh, I know this.
Pum-pum-pum-pum.
Yes.
Yes, Sayla.
I'm just going to take a wild guess because I don't know this, but it would make sense if it was Silent Night.
Incorrect.
No, it was not Silent Night. But that's a great choice.
Oh, Holy Night? Like a night song.
No, sure. I know this one.
Really?
Great choice again. It is probably the most well-known Christmas song.
What is the most simple Christmas song that every kid can sing?
Jingle Bells, I think.
Jingle Bells.
That is it. And fun fact about Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells was originally a Thanksgiving song. Did you know that?
Jingle Bells.
What?
It's like
they
going.
They don't ever talk about Christmas in there.
They're going to through the woods to go to Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Next question.
All right. We have two more questions. Two more. Here we go.
In the song Winter Wonderland, what do we call the snowman?
Jingle, 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 jingle.
Yes.
Her excitement is incredible. Yes, Jim.
Parson Brown.
Correct. Yeah. Parson Brown. Parson
While
Brown
singing
is correct.
As well. I want to hear Eric and Jen duet.
There's a delay. Because
Eric's
There's
a singer
a
as well.
Here.
He's a Broadway-level singer here.
Speaking of music, here's our final question of the trivia portion of this podcast. What is the best-selling Christmas song ever?
Jingle, jingle.
Yes.
Wow.
All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Okay. That's a solid guess, though.
Strong guess. I bet it might have the most radio plays, but in regards to what is the best selling.
Oh!
Yes?
Wait.
Sila?
I do know this. It is Frank Sinatra's.
He's not Frank, but you're a crooner as well. He's an actor that Frank Sinatra.
It's Dean Martin.
Think of a name that sort of rhymes with something to do with Christmas, like Jing. What name?
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
That is the best selling.
Yes.
Yes.
That was fun.
I did not do so well, but Jen did great.
Hey, you got
but
the
I
candy
loved
cane
your enthusiasm.
Question.
You did get the candy cane.
That one was
the judges
really
are still debating. The judges are still debating
My
who 3-year old
would have gotten the candy cane.
I wanted to change it up a little bit. Anyway, thank you for playing the Christmas Countdown trivia extravaganza with us. That was so much fun. Yay. All right, so let's get to your top tens. That's one of the things people love to come to the Christmas Countdown for, as we count down our lists. Eric and I, a few episodes ago, we did our top 10 movies. And with you both today, we are going to do your top five. So the way that we do it is we sort of, you know, ping pong back and forth. Jen will share her number five, maybe give a little reason why. And then Sayla will share her five, and then so on. And we'll work our way down to one. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Here we go. So starting with Jen, what is your number five favorite Christmas movie of all time?
I can't start at five. I have to start at one and go the other way.
Oh, you have to? Okay, fair enough. Should we start? Well, this is fun. We're flipping it on its head.
Sure.
This is fun.
Let's do it.
So we'll start. You know what? It's Christmas.
I was kind of thinking the same thing because then I'm like, oh,
but I also have my favorite and then I can go like second favorite if it's a count back.
Yeah. That's
totally
funny. I was thinking that too. I was like, what's my fifth favorite? Uh-oh.
We like to build the suspense when we're doing our countdowns to see what's going to be number one. But I love this. This is changing it up. And I'm sure our listeners will appreciate that after 11 episodes of hearing us count down stuff. All right, so Jen, your number one favorite Christmas movie of all time?
Home Alone.
Home Alone. Why? Why is that your favorite Christmas movie?
Because I love it. Because it came out when I was like 8, and it's awesome, and it makes me laugh every. It makes me laugh. It's like the best, and it because I was a child. It's like super nostalgic to me and. Awesome.
One of my favorite lines from that movie is when Marv and Harry are standing at the window and Kevin is in.
God.
Are you already laughing? So I that lets me know you probably appreciate this. Kevin's in the treehouse. He goes, I'm going to call the cops. And then he goes, he's going to call the cops. and Harry goes, from a treehouse? It's one of my favorite lines.
Is that the part
movie.
With the zip line?
Yes.
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 Okay, great choice. I could not agree with you more, Jen. Sayla, moving on to you. What is your number one favorite Christmas movie of all time?
By far, A Christmas Story.
Wow. Strong choice. Strong choice.
You know what's amazing about this? You know what's absolutely amazing about this is that prior to you two, we've had two guests on our show. One of them was Devin Rattray, who played Buzz in Home Alone. The other one was Scott Schwartz, who played Flick.
The kid who gets his tongue stuck to the pole. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I would have loved to meet him.
So fun. We'll have a big end of season Christmas party, and everyone can come on and talk to each other.
Yes.
And none of the audio will make sense because everybody will be talking over each other. It'll be brilliant.
That will be brilliant.
Anyway, moving on. Number two, Jen, what is your number two favorite Christmas song of all time?
Or movie.
Christmas song. Christmas movie. Sorry.
Maybe The Santa Claus.
Good.
It's a great movie.
How do you feel about the sequels?
They're not as strong.
But not terrible.
Whereas Home Alone held up.
Sure. Well, for the second one, it held up.
Wait. Hold on. Do you like Home Alone 3 and 4, Jen?
No, not really. Well, it's not Macaulay Culkin.
No.
I was really worried for a second there.
But it's not Macaulay Culkin. Yeah, that's true.
Have you seen the most recent reboot on Disney Plus, the Home Sweet Home Alone?
I saw the ads for that.
Have you watched it, Danny?
I did.
How was it?
I enjoyed it.
Great.
I went into it with very low expectations because of Home Alone 3 and 4. I was like, no way at all.
Yeah.
And it's got Ellie Kemper in it, who's, you know, I think is hysterical.
Yeah.
You know, Kenan Thompson is in it, and Devin Rattray makes an appearance. He is a police officer.
He's Buzz as an adult, but now he's a police officer.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So I highly suggest that you guys check that out when you get a chance.
Buzz became a police officer.
Yeah, and fun little nod to Kevin, he ends up owning a home security company.
Of course.
Is sort of where his story goes. Yep.
That's
because
funny.
On the front lawn of the house that, you know, is being broken into in the movie, it says McAllister Home Security. I was like, oh.
There you go.
That's funny. Nicely done.
That's really funny.
Sayla, number two on your list is...
Okay, I love this movie, and nobody ever, I think it counts as a Christmas movie, The Holiday.
Oh, that's a great one. With Jack Black, Cameron Diaz, Jude Law, and Kate Winslet. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's a great one.
And it has, what's his name? Oh my gosh, I'm blanking.
Oh, Eli.
Thank you. Yes.
Eli Wallach?
Yes.
Manning.
I think that's his name.
No, Manning. Not Eli Manning, Danny.
No, sorry. He's a football player.
That sounds familiar,
I think it's Eli Wallach. Something like that.
Yeah. But he's great lovely. Actor. He's like an all great actor. Yeah. Anyway, that I love that movie.
That is a good one. Ed Burns is in that as well. Ed Burns.
I think about that movie all the time for different reasons. First of all, they filmed Where We Got Married.
Oh, cool.
And so that's special. But also, I don't know, there's a lot of nuggets of wisdom in that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch it.
Good one.
When he walks in, when Eli Wallach's character walks in at the end of that movie into that auditorium, oh, man.
It's great.
That moment wipes me out every single time. Oh, my gosh.
It's good.
Can't even talk about it. I'll get emotional.
I want to watch it again right now.
All right, well, let's just make this a 4-hour episode. We'll just sit and watch The Holiday together. all right,
yes.
Moving right along to number three, Jen.
I'd say Miracle on 34th Street is my next, but the 1994.
It is really good. Does that one have Dermot Mulroney or Dermot McDermott? What is it?
Dylan McDermott.
Dylan McDermott.
Dylan McDermott.
Dylan McDermott. He's great in that. That's great.
It's so funny. Dermot McDermott. Number three, Sayla, what do you got?
I would have to say, I mean, this is where I was like, oh, this is hard because Home Alone is like definitely up there and maybe even tied for number one or two. So I'll just put it as my number three, Home Alone.
Nice.
It's tied for number one and two or one or two, so I'm going to put it at number three.
Sure.
Now,
what are your feelings about Home Alone 1 compared to Home Alone 2?
So I actually, when you guys were talking about Home Alone 2 earlier and the trivia question, I barely remember Home Alone 2. Isn't that weird?
Really
I think I was older because I'm a few years older than Jen. So probably by that age that Home Alone 2 came out, I was like too old. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I probably didn't think it was, I don't know. Maybe I just don't. Maybe I thought I watched it.
I don't remember Home Alone 2 terribly well. Like I generally remember that they're in New York and he's in like a brownstone.
There's a bird lady.
The bird lady.
Oh,
yes.
That's right.
Which I've told Danny, I have a theory that that is Susan Boyle. I know it's not actually Susan Boyle, but.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
It reminds me of Susan Boyle.
That is good. That's funny.
Oh my gosh.
When you see it now, you can't unsee that.
You'll never unsee it. I can't unsee it in my head.
It's Brenda Fricker.
No, I can't see it.
It is Brenda Fricker, everybody.
Yes, the actress's name is Brenda Fricker.
We love her from Angels in the Outfield.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. She's the foster mom in Angels in the Outfield.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, you want to carry us home with four and five?
Yeah. All right, Jen, what do you got for number four, top
so
Christmas
number
movies?
Number four and number five are kind of interchangeable. They're both classics. One, I think a lot of people probably don't know or maybe they wouldn't remember it's a Christmas movie. The Shop Around the Corner.
You know, I have not seen this movie yet, but Danny was telling me about it, and I have to see it. I'm excited to see it.
The original You've Got Mail.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's She Loves Me, too, the musical.
Yeah.
She Loves Me.
All right, Cela, what do you got for number four?
Meet Me in St. Louis for number four.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I saw a thing on TikTok yesterday. I need to do more research because I can't necessarily trust this, you know, kid on TikTok who said this was true. But this girl was on TikTok and she was playing what apparently, as she said, were the original lyrics for I'll Be Home for Christmas. And they were much sadder and they were much more like, we're all... this is our last year together and we better enjoy it because there's no future for us. And apparently Judy Garland was like, I'm not singing those lyrics. Like that is too depressing and people will hate me for it. And so they changed the lyrics, but this, I'll find it. I'll send it to you guys. But this girl played like what the original lyrics were and they were terribly depressing, terribly depressing.
Well, that kind of makes sense because if only in my dream, I mean, it's like,
right.
Ooh,
if you
only
think
in my dreams,
totally,
you know?
Totally. Yeah. But a great movie. Like, great movie.
Sounds like your kind of song.
It is. I love sad Christmas songs. Do you guys know the song like the Little Red Shoes and stuff? I mean, that's a great one.
Yes.
You don't know the song?
Eric's really into sad
Christmas
songs.
There's a song about red shoes, about this little girl who needs to buy a pair of red shoes for her mama who's going to die and go to heaven. And she needs red shoes when she meets Jesus. It's terribly sad, but it's great.
It's so sad.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I can't listen to anything like that now that I'm a mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, jeez.
All right, what do you guys got for number five? Jen, what's your number five?
Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life. Great one.
Yeah.
Strong choice.
I actually had not seen that movie until a couple weeks ago.
What? Yeah, Danny had not seen it until we did our list. And then he loved
That's
it.
That's crazy.
And bringing it home, Cela, what do you got for number five for you?
Yeah, A Wonderful Life would have been definitely in my top 10, but I was going to say Love Actually.
Oh, yeah. That was in my top five. Great movie.
Yes.
Great Christmas movie. So good.
It's such a good Christmas movie.
You guys had strong lists. Respectable lists. Respectable. Very good.
They were. And I love that there were a few actually, on, what, I think 1, 2, 3, 4 movies that you all listed were not on our list at all.
This is true.
Oh. So that just goes to show that there are so many Christmas movies out there. And that doesn't even include the GAC canon, the Hallmark canon. There's so many movies out there. But anyway, I feel like this is a good time to wrap this up and to say thank you to Cela and Jen for being so generous with your time, coming out and hanging with Eric and myself and our listeners. You know, where can people find you on social media if they want to connect with you?
I'm on Instagram, Jen, J-E-N underscore Lily, L-I-L-L-E-Y.
Awesome.
And I'm very interactive on there.
And Cela?
Yay. I'm on Instagram and TikTok as my name, Cela, S-E-L-A-H, Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R.
And one more time, give us christmasisnotcanceled.com. I just said it. You don't need to say it.
Yeah, you gave it to us.
But please go there. Help donate.
Yeah, and follow them. I know Christmas Is Not Canceled has, you know, an Instagram presence as well, and that's where they post a lot of really, really fun content that I have been watching every single day for the last few weeks, full disclosure. So
make sure to
go follow them as well. We'll put links to their pages in the liner notes for this episode. And if you're not already following us on social media, please make sure you do that. We are at Christmas Countdown Show on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. We're also at Xmas Pod on Twitter. This has been so much fun. I'm so glad that we got to chat with the two of you. Thanks for sharing some time and some Christmas cheer with us and our listeners. And as we say on every episode of the Christmas Countdown Show,
Merry Christmas
and Happy Holidays.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Thank you.